If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me, please, to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 33. Jeremiah chapter number 33. I want to say again, thank you for being here in the service with us today at Bible Way. We would love for you to come back and be with us any time and every time that you possibly can. We're just old-fashioned church, loves the Lord, loves the Bible, love to sing, love to worship. And we love each other, thank God. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one toward another. Amen. Jeremiah chapter number 33, we'll begin reading in verse number 19. You've been sitting for a while, if you will, in reverence to God's word, would you stand with me, please? Jeremiah said, and the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. And the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath even cast them off? Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night, and I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. If correctly read, that's verse number, I think we started in 19 down through verse number 26. You can be seated. Pray with us, please. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be in the house of God now. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would give us clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech. God, that we might share with these precious people the thought that you've put in our heart for the service today. Thank you for everyone, Lord, that's bowed their head this week and prayed for the Bible school. Thank you, Lord, for those that's bowed their head and prayed for the pastor this morning. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would do your office work now in our midst. May the Spirit of the living God speak to hearts today. And God will give you glory for all that you do, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm titling the message today, As Sure as There Is Day and Night. As sure as there is day and night. The Bible said here, thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day, I'd like to see somebody do that. Break my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their seasons, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant. God makes this covenant, this agreement, through the word of God. We're going to touch on five of those this morning. Just touch on them. Just want to just lay a little bit of groundwork and let you see that God, beloved, when He makes a covenant, He means business. Amen. And there was a time in our country that there was probably not much that you could do in writing that was more powerful than a man's word and a handshake. That's all you had to do. Men were good for their word. Amen. If they said, I'll pay you Friday, you didn't have to guess which Friday. It meant this Friday. Say amen. And if they said they would do something, they would do it. But I want you to know the Bible declares that God cannot lie. When God says he's going to do something, beloved, he means it. Amen. When God makes a covenant, God's people don't always live up to their end of the agreement. But God always, I said always, the God of heaven who cannot change, the God of heaven who cannot lie, always keeps his word. And I thank God for that. Let me just touch very briefly on several of the covenants. And if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter number 9 this morning, we're just laying a little bit of groundwork. Genesis chapter number 9, you have the covenant that God made with Noah. And, you know, if you say, well, Pastor, you think the world will ever be destroyed again like it was in the days of Noah? No, not like that. There's not going to be another flood like there was in the days of Noah. You say, Pastor, how can you say that emphatically? I didn't. God did. And I just believe what God said. Amen. The word of God said in verse number 11 of chapter number 9, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of the covenant between me and the earth. Wouldn't it be good if everybody in this building today, the next time they see a rainbow, would just remember God made a covenant with Noah. Amen. God said, I'll never do what I've done again. I'll never destroy the earth again, beloved, with a flood. He said, I set my bow in the cloud. Look at verse 14. It shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant. This blew my mind when God got a hold of it the first time. You know, you wouldn't think about God having to remember anything. But God said, not only are we going to see that bow, but he said, I'm going to see it too. And he said, every time I see it, I'm going to remember the covenant that I have made with you, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. That's the covenant that God made with Noah. Turn over a few pages, please, to Genesis chapter number 12. Genesis chapter number 12. Genesis chapter number 12. We're going to read just three verses here in Genesis chapter number 12. There's a covenant that God has made with Abraham. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of the country, out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. Hallelujah. You think about Abraham, the thousands of years that's went by. We're still talking about him, still teaching about him in Sunday school. Amen. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. I believe God made his name great, don't you? And the word of God said, thou shalt be a blessing. Now notice this. I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. I'm proud to be an American. Listen to me. I'm proud to be an American. But I'll tell you something right now. If our country ever turns its back on Israel, I'll be ashamed of that. Amen. I believe we'll be inviting the judgment of God upon our country. He said, I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I could look up here on the stage this morning at two of my little grandchildren. Look at my daughter. And I can tell you this, in him, Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You say, Pastor, I don't understand. He's a Jew. But don't you understand that it's through his lineage that Jesus come along. Amen, the Savior of the world. It's through His lineage, beloved, that the one come along that tore down the middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile and made one way. Amen, that everybody could be saved by the grace of God. Oh, beloved friend, Abraham, the covenant that God had made with it in the book of Acts. They didn't stop mentioning it. Chapter 3, verse 25. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, in thy seed all the kingdoms of the earth shall be blessed. And he gave the covenant of circumcision, so that Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. I'm thankful this morning that God, down through the ages, has made a covenant with His people. Amen. I'm going somewhere this morning. If you'll stay along for the ride, I believe you'll enjoy the caboose. Amen. The last car in the train. The covenant that God made with Moses. Look with me, if you will, please, at Exodus chapter number 19 for just a moment. Exodus chapter 19. And let's look and see what God said here. Genesis, Exodus chapter 19. Let's see what the Lord said here to Moses. Exodus chapter number 19, and we'll begin reading in verse number 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all the words which the Lord had commanded him. You say, Pastor, I don't understand why that you would be excited about the covenant that God made with Moses. God gave Moses the law. You see, the law is our schoolmaster. Without the law, beloved, I would have never seen myself guilty before God and in need of a Savior. The law, beloved, has never saved anyone. But the law, beloved, the law of God helps us, amen, and points us towards Calvary and points us towards the Savior and points us towards that precious blood that was shed on the old rugged cross. The law, under the law, the sins were put off from year to year through the blood sacrifice. But thank God John the Baptist stood on the banks of the Jordan River and he said, I want you to see another lamb. He's the Lamb of God. He's not putting off the sin anymore. He's putting away the sin of the world. Amen. Oh, thank God this morning for our Savior. Thank God for the covenant that God made with Moses. Hebrews chapter 9, which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot. It had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant. Thank God for that covenant that he made with Moses. And then if you'll go to 2 Samuel with me for just a moment, please. I want you to see the covenant that God made with David in 2 Samuel chapter number 7 and verse number. Now all of these covenants are a study in and of themselves. But I'm just trying for a few minutes this morning to lay a little bit of groundwork. Because I'm wanting to get to the new covenant. Amen. I'm wanting to get to that covenant. Amen. That God tells us about. He starts actually give us some insight over in the book of Jeremiah. And I'd like to get to that this morning. 2 Samuel chapter number 7. Let's start reading in verse number 8. Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name. There it is again, likened to the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. This is a covenant that God made with his servant David. And beloved, if you'll study your Bible, you'll understand that it's through the lineage of David that comes of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now turn with me to Jeremiah. Here we get some insight into the new covenant. In Jeremiah chapter number 31 and verse number 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand. Ain't that good? Amen. I tell you what, Moses wasn't beating on his chest and saying, look at me. He knew it was the God of heaven, amen, that led him out of the land of Egypt. It was the God of heaven that delivered them across the Red Sea. It was the God of heaven that preserved them in the wilderness. It was the God of heaven, amen, that brought them into the promised land. And it's the God of heaven that deserves all the glory. He took us by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. In other words, God is telling us in this text, in that old covenant, beloved, he kept his word, but they didn't keep their part of the covenant. Amen. In the old covenant, God said, if you will, I will. If you will, I will. The old covenant, beloved, more or less says this, do, 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 do. Hallelujah. But you get to the new covenant, and here's the word, done, 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 done. A Savior hung on a cross, and he didn't say, I'm almost finished. He said, it is finished. He gave his life, beloved, and under that new covenant, now listen, for the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And beloved, this morning, God's people ought to be thrilled that we're not living under that old covenant where we got to bring bulls and goats and turtle doves and pigeons and shed the blood, but because that blood was shed on Calvary's cross, we can worship the God of glory this morning, the one that gave his life for you and gave his life for me. The Bible said here, but I will make, this shall be verse 33, the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. I want to ask you this morning, how many's glad, thank God, you can say you're one of his? Amen. There's only one way you can say that. See, you can't join this family. You've got to be born into this family. You must be born again. And I tell you, thank God, I'm in this church. Oh, yes, I didn't join. No, I was born. I had a new birth. I'm talking about the church of the living God. The blood was applied. Thank God. He said, I'll put my law in their inward parts. I'll write it in their hearts. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is a covenant, a new covenant, that Jeremiah, he's a prophet. He's looking out there into the future, where the word of God said, and so all Israel shall be saved. Amen. I'm telling you, God concluded them all in unbelief. And there's coming a day, beloved, when the blinders are going to come off. That's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation hour. They're going to realize they've been snookered. They're going to realize that, beloved, the Antichrist is not the Christ. Amen. And they're going to turn to the Lord. And the Word of God said, and so all Israel shall be saved. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with us? I'm glad you ask. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse number 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Hebrews 8 and verse 6, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator. Listen to these two words, of a better covenant. Oh, glory to God, which was established upon better promises. I thank God this morning. The Bible said, beloved, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I thank God this morning that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I thank God this morning that we can boldly say he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I thank God this morning that we can realize that according to this covenant God has made upon these better promises, that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. He said in the book of Malachi, I am the Lord, I change not. We're living in a changing world. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, it's changing by the minute. Amen. I'm not going to get into all the wickedness that's going on, but if you've got your head out of the sand and you're paying attention, I'm telling you, mankind is getting wickeder, not by the day, by the minute. Amen. But I thank God, listen, there's an answer for wickedness, and it's found in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says it's a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. I'm talking about as sure as there's day and night. Now listen, if you can stop the day and stop the night, then you can stop God's covenant. But if you can't stop the day and you can't stop the night, you know what God's saying? You can't stop my covenant. Amen. I'm going to keep my word. The Bible said in Hebrews 8:7, for if that first covenant had been faultless, there should no place have been sought for the second. And verse number 8, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Hebrews 8, verse number 10, for this covenant that I make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 8, verse number 13, and that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 72, the word of God said to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy. I wish you'd put that word down in capital letters, H-O-L-Y. It's a holy covenant, amen, because it was promised by a holy God, and God wants his people to be a holy people. He said, be ye therefore holy, for I am holy, amen. This covenant that God made with King David and his lineage, it foreshadowed the appointing of the greatest of God's covenant with his people, that new covenant. And beloved, the Davidic covenant blends with the new covenant as Jesus is that descendant of King David and fulfills the understanding of David's household ruling over Israel forever. The new covenant represents God's promise to be his people's God, forgiving their sins. Is there anybody in the house this morning that's been forgiven? Anybody in the house this morning that knelt before God guilty and got up forgiven? Knelt before God filthy and got up clean? Knelt before God on your way to hell and got up on your way to heaven? I'm telling you, it's because God made a holy covenant, amen, with his people. We can come by way of the cross. Beloved, his people, they can make that, beloved, determination in their heart. I want Jesus. I wish I'd said this my entire ministry, but I didn't start saying it till I was in the prison. Listen to me this morning. If you're lost without God, if you want a change in your life, I recommend Jesus. But if you don't want a change in your life, I don't have a recommendation, because nothing else is going to change your life. No one else is going to change your life. I'm telling you, beloved, there must come a time in our life. You say, Pastor, why would a person want a change in their life? Because they see their life's headed in the wrong direction. Amen. Listen, Brother Jason was teaching in Sunday school, did a wonderful job this morning, talking about God saving us from sin. And this thought went through my mind. God, you didn't just save me from sin. You saved me from myself. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, all that's in man is to make a mess. Amen. And to make a wreck out of his life. But Jesus come along and, beloved, gave his life. that we could have forgiveness. We could have a new life in Him. We can take up our new life in Christ and share that with others in this life-changing experience that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 11:27 said this, "This is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sin." I've said this before. There are many here this morning that didn't hear it. But I was in a prison one time preaching, and I think this illustrates real well. I looked in my Bible, and I found every sin that I could find. I looked it up and looked it up and looked it up. I wrote down adultery. I wrote down stealing. I wrote down drunkenness. I wrote down lust. I mean, I filled a 4x8 chalkboard full of sins that's recorded in the Word of God. I wrote the word sodomy on there. I wrote the word fornication on there. I mean, every sin that I could find in the Word of God, I wrote it on that board. And I asked those men in the middle of the message, I turned the board around where they could read it. I said, "How many of you men are guilty of some of this?" And, oh, they all went like that. I said, "Let me teach you something, men. We're not guilty of some of this. We're guilty of all of this." I didn't point at them, Brother Michael, and say, "You're guilty." I said, "We." The Word of God said, if a man keeps the whole law and yet offends in one point, he's guilty of all. And you get a man that understands he's guilty of all that, you've got a man in pretty good shape to run to Jesus for forgiveness, because he's no longer saying, "Well, all I did was tell a little lie," or "All I did was steal $100. He's understanding, beloved, that he's unholy, and he's standing before a holy God, and his only hope of redemption is the covenant that God made through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood covenant. "This is my covenant when I shall take away their sin." I raced those, Brother Larry, I took two erasers and erased that chalkboard. And man, I was having me a good time. I said, "Here's what the blood of Jesus does." I just erased it. And then I said this. Now, I said, "Here you go, guys. Somebody come up here and take it out of this eraser and put it back on the board the way it was." I didn't have any volunteers, brother. Amen. Because God does a good job erasing. I got happy right there. And I clapped them two erasers together, and they was full of chalk. And there was a current in that chapel, brother. I was preaching to 300 men. There was a current. There went that big cloud that just carried it away. I said, "Glory to God, there they go. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." I'm telling you, every once in a while the devil comes along and says, "I'm going to write it back on your board. Oh, God made a covenant." He said, "No, you're not either. I forgive him. It's under the blood. When I see him, I see the blood of the Lamb. I see the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the covenant," Hebrews 10:16, "that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." Galatians 3:17, "And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul." I say hallelujah. This covenant cannot be disannulled. Now listen to me. Hebrews 10:29 said, "Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant an unclean thing?" Years ago I was studying about the Passover in Egypt. And I know there's nothing new under the sun, but I never read it after anybody. I just got to thinking about, there's blood, the Bible said, on the doorpost, and that's plural. That means both sides. And there's blood on the lintel. And God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." But Brother Chris, the thought come to me where the blood was not. The blood was not to be put on the threshold. The blood is not to be walked on. The blood is not to be made to be walked over. But the blood of Jesus Christ is our passageway. It's to be walked through. Amen. I'm going to heaven, and I'm going through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. The Bible said, Hebrews 12:24, and Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. The Bible said in Hebrews 13:20, the God of peace, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood. I love this word, the everlasting covenant. Amen. This is not a temporal thing. Thank God it's an everlasting covenant that God has made with his men. The old covenant said do, the new covenant says done. Thank God the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Let me give you just a couple of things that I wrote down here and I'm done. As sure as there's day and night, God made a covenant with his people. As sure as there's day and night, Jesus came to this earth to be born of a virgin. All the kids that were in Bible school probably remember this last week. As sure as there's day and night, beloved, he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. As sure as there is day and night, he did always those things that pleased the Father. As sure as there is day and night, he died for our sin according to the Scripture. And he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. You say, Pastor, you mean to tell me just as sure as the sun comes up and as sure as the sun goes down? I'm telling you, beloved, listen, that's what God said to Jeremiah. Just as sure as there is a day and a night, if you can break my covenant with the day and break my covenant with the night, then you can break this covenant. And we can't do that. Thank God. As sure as there is day and night, he was buried. As sure as there is day and night, he rose again. As sure as there is day and night, listen to me, he's coming again. The question this morning is, if he came right now, are you ready? Are you ready? When we were on the farm and we were kids, we didn't have a lot to do. We didn't have any electric toys. While we was doing good, we had a bicycle that had a chain on it and had air in the tires. Amen. I had a brand new bicycle one time. I don't know why this story come to my mind. I had a brother. I was the oldest of six kids. My brother that was next to me was always trying to outdo me. I was the big brother. He's always trying to outdo me. Dad and I were sitting on the porch one day, and I got a new bike for Christmas at that time. It was a 26-inch bicycle. That's a pretty good-sized bicycle. And my brother got on it, and there was a hill, and my brother was looking over his shoulder at us saying, "Look, Dad, look, I'm riding it, I'm riding it," when he hit the barn. Run square into the barn, bent the front rim on it like that right there. So there I was without a ride again. Amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, listen. God knows. We was on the farm and didn't have a lot to do. But one of our favorite things to do was play hide and seek. There was a corn crib down there in that barn. And man, there's all kinds of places to hide. We didn't have enough sense to know the snakes hide where we hide. But anyway, we'd hide and seek. I remember that line, "Ready or not, here I come." I want to tell you, friend, God has made a covenant. He's coming. You say, "Pastor, I don't know why you have church. I don't know why you send missionaries. I don't know why people give their offering. I don't know why you have revival. I don't know why you have Sunday school. I don't know why you have Bible school." I'll tell you why. He's coming. And anybody that knows him, Brother Jason, wants others to go with us. Come on, go with us. Honey, we're going to a place where our hearts will never break again. We're going to a place, are you listening to me, where we won't grow old. We're going to a place, beloved, listen, where there'll be no disease. We're going to a place where all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. We're going to have a new body. Listen, I feel sorry for Sister Kim because it's going to put her out of business. There's no pills where I'm going, amen? Amen? And the other pharmacists as well, amen? Going to have a perfect body. Going to have Jesus to worship forever and forever. There is a heaven to gain. As sure as there's day and night, there's a hell to shun. As sure as there's day and night. As sure as there and day and night. Listen to me. I'm done. There's one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I'm one of the ways. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. As sure as there's day and night, there's only one way to holiness. And that's through Christ the Lord. There's only one way to happiness. Isn't it amazing, beloved, that money doesn't make people happy? Amen. Somebody said this once, and I think it's worth repeating. A man is not rich in respect to what he has. A man is rich in respect to what he wants. Have you ever noticed that many people that are rich, all they want is more riches? They're never satisfied. You ever notice that? See, the psalmist David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He was content. The little boy in Sunday school's version went like this, the Lord is my shepherd, what else could I want? I'm going to tell you something right now. There was a man in Glade Spring, Virginia. His name was C.C. Shelburne. He was a professor at Radford University, very educated man, up in his 80s. And this lady that was taking care of him and cooking for him and cleaning the house, her name was Ruth. And Ruth told him, said, C.C., you need to be saved. You need to be saved. She said to him one day, said, C.C., you can't take that money with you. You need to be saved. He looked at her and said, oh, yes, I can. Said, I'm going to have them to pack it in the casket all around me. And this lady, she was very wise. She said, that sounds good to me. She said, just before they close the lid on you the last time, I'm going to write you a check and take the cash. Said, it'll do you just much good where you're going. Amen. You brought nothing into the world, and you're not going to take anything out. Amen. You come in naked, and honey, you're leaving the same way. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, as sure as there's day and as sure as there's night, Jesus is coming again. There's only one way you can go with Him when He comes. You must trust Him as your Savior. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That Philippian jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, well, let me go over here and get my books out and I'll explain. No, 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 no. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved and thy house. Beloved, have you trusted Him? Have you trusted Him? Do you know in your heart of hearts that if He come today, heaven would be your home? That's our desire. That's God's desire, because it's not His will that any should perish, but that all, A-double-L, all, should come to repentance. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You this morning for the privilege to be here in the house of God. Thank You, Lord, for the wonderful singing, the choir, the specials, the congregation. Thank You, Lord, for our people that's prayed for us this morning. Thank You, Father, that You told Jeremiah, Lord, if You can break my covenant with the day, my covenant with the night. And Lord, we know that's never going to happen. We know, our Father, that will never happen. Lord, You told us in Genesis, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. I pray this morning, our Father, for those that may not know You, for those, Lord, that may know You in the free pardon of sin, and yet, Lord, be walking at a distance from You. I pray that today, Lord, You'd speak to hearts.
Help us, our Lord, today. Lord, you're coming. Help folks to be ready. Let's stand together this morning.